Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Little Chicago bringing us back another one of their great songs. If you've ever seen them in concert, they really put on a show. So I'm glad you're here, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check that out. Check those out. The main website is lots of stuff there. The archives of past interviews, including the ones we do today, will be up later on the website, and ones we did yesterday are already there, and the ones we did 15 years ago are still there. 18 years ago, about 17. We started archiving in '99. So anyway, I'm glad you're here, and I hope you use all of our stuff that we make available to you for free. It's all free, even though I like you to buy the book. I always like that. My new book, The Age of the Customer, my newest one, I should say, is you can find almost all of it on the website. The main website, as well as the book website, ageofthecustomer.com. All right, I want to talk about something a little controversial now. By the way, it's just you and me. One more segment. This business of every time there's a shooting. And in these cases where a black person gets shot, doesn't seem to matter who the police officer is or what's going on. There's rioting over that. There's looting over that. Buildings are set on fire. Innocent people are hurt. This has got to stop, folks. And the fact that we don't have the leadership in the communities and all the way up at the state level and the federal level, that we don't have the leadership to steer this situation in a way that can be dealt with the way people do when they live in a nation of laws. We've got to end the lies that are creating some of these outbreaks. We've got to find a way to fix this. And I'm speaking as a small business owner and as the small business advocate. When I see these riots, when I see all this stuff going on, I see small businesses being harmed. And that really upsets me. They haven't done anything wrong. They didn't do anything to cause any of this. Nobody so far, I don't think, has gotten shot by a small business owner. And yet, when the riots break out, they're either, at worst, their businesses are literally broken into and looted. Their money, their inventory, their fixtures, their storefronts are destroyed and looted. We wouldn't allow that. If it was in broad open daylight, those people would be arrested and put in jail. But because it's anarchy when these things happen, most of them get away with it. They walk off with a pair of shoes or a television or some drugs or whatever. This makes me very upset for the small business owners right there. And that's at the worst. At a minimum, though, it disrupts the economy. It disrupts the local economy. And it hurts small business owners when customers aren't coming downtown. When areas are roped off for crime scenes, and it's around your small business, you're out of business. And I'll tell you something else, folks. Never mind this business interruption insurance. I've had that before. There are all kinds of clauses. You'll never find. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't have business interruption insurance, and I'm not roping the insurance companies into my diatribe here. But there are lots of caveats in business for interruption insurance that people, some of these small business owners, if they have it, when they go to claim it, they're going to find that everything that got destroyed and hauled away and the loss of opportunity the next day or the next week or the next month isn't covered. So folks, when you see people tearing up a town, tearing up a neighborhood, looting businesses, those aren't Walmarts. All of them aren't Walmarts. Those are people who took a lifetime to build something. They've got fixtures that are paid for, and they don't have to buy anymore. They're still working. They're now destroyed, or they're burned, or they might as well be because they're out of business because customers aren't coming back. Or it could cost them thousands of dollars to get rebuilt. Most small business owners don't have that. The quiet victim of all these stupid riots, and they are stupid because most of them are based on a lie or they're based on bad information they don't have yet. And sometimes the information that they have is correct, and those people will be brought to justice. But we are a nation of laws in the United States of America. We deal with these things. Rioting anarchy is not the way. And I'm sick of the way small business owners have become the innocent, the quiet victims of so much of this. It's got to stop, folks. We got to stop this. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.